Watch, transgender Democrat Rep. Sarah McBride boasts soon, we win in documentary. By Amy Furr on May 29, 2026. Rep. Sarah McBride, Dita, who is a biological man living as a woman, is the subject of a new documentary in which he boasts soon, we win. Delaware voters elected the state senator to the U.S. House of Representatives in November 2024. And it was the first time a transgender person was elected to the U.S. Congress, Breitbart News reported at the time. A trailer for the documentary, called State of Firsts, shows McBride claiming Republicans were going to try to ban me from the restroom, adding, "It's not just that they don't want me in bathrooms. They don't want me in Congress. There would be a bounty on my head if I said that I would not comply. I'm a trans person, but I'm also an elected representative of a million people for whom I am the only voice they have in Congress." The trailer also shows Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, telling McBride she wanted to respect his story and how he wanted to handle things. "But I also want to clock these motherfuckers. It is really important for people to see you have power." McBride says in the clip, 50 years ago, they ignored us. 20 years ago, they laughed at us. Now, they're fighting us. Soon, we win." The DC/Docs Film Festival website claims McBride became a target of MAGA Republicans. However, in March 2025, Representative Keith Self, RTX, said he received death threats after accurately and truthfully calling McBride Mr. during a House hearing, Breitbart News reported at the time. Watch the exchange that prompted the threats. McBride, who used to be called him, has said he is an ordained elder in the Presbyterian Church, Breitbart News reported in April. However, that status as an elder is simply a symptom of the unbiblical nature of the left-leaning Presbyterian Church USA, PCUSA, arguably the most liberal branch of the Presbyterian Church, the outlet's Hannah Knudsen opined. It claims to stand for justice but ignores basic tenets of God's perfect and original design, such as marriage, a representation of Christ in the church, remaining between a man and a woman.